It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Early last year, Cole Schmitnick of Appleton arrived at a Walgreens pharmacy counter to find that his usual Advair Discus inhaler was no longer covered by his insurance.
That meant the price he would have to cover had risen by more than 700%. He was unable to afford it and left without his daily inhaler. 5 days later, he died of a fatal asthma attack.
Now his family is suing Walgreens for not offering available workarounds or alternative medications. They're also suing pharmacy benefit manager OptumRx for failing to notify him of the cost increase in advance.
What kind of protections do consumers have in Wisconsin? It's complicated. Bobby Peterson is the founder, executive director, and public interest attorney at ABC for Health Incorporated, a nonprofit public interest law firm based in Wisconsin. Bobby, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Great to be here.
Well, the Schmitnick family suing both Walgreens and OptumRx for their alleged role in their son's death. What are the key parts of state and federal law about how OptumRx and then the Walgreens pharmacy in question should have responded to this situation where this person, all of a sudden, their medication, their key medication isn't covered, the cost multiplies exponentially?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, you delve into the complicated area of insurance law and regulation, and most people don't even realize that there are plans that aren't regulated at all by state law. Sometimes they can be self-funded plans, like this one was. So it's regulated largely by federal law. The Supreme Court has issued rulings saying that most state laws are preempted. But there's some ambiguity in that, and there's a split in some of the districts about these pharmacy benefit managers and how they could be regulated in situations like this. It's really a pretty complicated area of law, and I think one that most people don't even realize that they might have a health plan that's not even, it's not really even insurance, but it's covered by federal law.
Let's pick it apart a little bit here. At a pharmacy, in this case, it happened to be Walgreens. Are there things that a pharmacist is supposed to do in this situation where a patient is going to walk because they can't afford this sudden change in their medication? What are they supposed to do in this situation?
Normally, you would expect a pharmacist to, you know, identify whether this is a covered drug or, you know, inhaler under the formulary for that business. And if it's not covered, to make sure that alternatives are identified, that if there's a plan B or plan C that might be available, so that the individual knows what options they have. Here, it's a little ambiguous as to exactly what happened. The record's a little bit unclear, but it appears that some of this information may not have been communicated directly, and that caused a devastating result.
The other subject of this lawsuit, the other important part of this story is OptumRx. What is the role of these pharmacy benefits managers? What are they doing?
They consider themselves advocates for the patients, helping to, you know, help people get the drugs that they need at the right cost. I mean, other people think that they're working on drug rebates, that pricing is changing, they're putting drugs on their formulary that are, you know, the most beneficial to them. So it's really an area that states have started to regulate. The FTC recently filed a suit against several pharmacy benefit managers because of the process that they use, the steps that they take in terms of changing formularies and certain drugs aren't available. So it's an area that's under a lot of review. And I think right now, a lot of scrutiny that's really merited.
You mentioned those drug rebates, and this is something that the Schmitnick family are bringing up in their lawsuit, saying, hey, these pharmacy benefit managers, in this case, they're saying OptumRx, are making decisions about what goes on that formulary, right, the drugs that they will cover, not based on medical necessity, or not only on medical necessity, but on what drug manufacturers, what the distributors are paying them in rebates, making it based on financial needs, not on health needs. Do you think there's some to that concern?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think that when you look at medical necessity and what's required and what's, you know, I mean, you run square into this issue of like, look, this person was prescribed this medication. This is what they need. They've been getting it. You know, what notice did they have that this was discontinued or taken off the formulary? What alternatives or options were provided? You know, if you think about it, you know, and I thought about this just from a practical perspective, but you're at the pharmacy desk. There's five or six other people in line behind you, and it just becomes a pressure-filled situation, not only for the person seeking the medication, but the pharmacist is working through issues and trying to make sure that they're checking all their boxes. It's an area that's, you know, fraught with error, and the consequences in this case were just deadly.
In his biennial state budget address, Governor Evers announced plans aimed at lowering prescription costs for consumers. Here's a listen to what he had to say.
My Less for X RX plan will lower costs for life-saving prescription drugs and insulin. We would create a prescription drug affordability review board to crack down on prescription price gouging. We'd cap the cost of insulin copays at $35. We'd set price ceilings for prescription medication.
Now, as with anything in the governor's budget address, Bobby, there's still a Republican legislature. These things may or may not happen. But did anything stand out to you from what the governor had to say about prescription drug costs and avoiding some of these higher costs, especially for life-saving drugs?
I was interested in what the governor said about the public intervener for insurance or health plans, because in some ways, that's really an important area. If people have an advocate that they can go to try and resolve some of these issues, because it gets messy and sticky right away. People don't know the rules of their health plan. They don't have it in their hands when they're going up to the pharmacy desk or they're trying to get services. You need a level of expertise. I mean, everybody has a legal right to those documents. Oftentimes they can't get them. But you know, if you're a high user of medical services and other medications, you need to know what exactly the details of your plan are and how to get them and how to stand your ground when people say no.
Do we have enough consistent oversight of these decisions about prescription drug costs and how the benefits apply to them? Are there checks on this over what PBMs and others are doing?
No. I've said this for years. We do not have an adequate system of checks and balances in Wisconsin related to access to healthcare coverage, insurance, or even Medicare or Medicaid in some situations. There's just the consumer is twisting in the wind oftentimes trying to figure this stuff out. And you need someone that has accurate and timely information to inform the consumer so they can get the services that they need and deserve. I mean, it's, you know, I've been working on these issues for over 30 years, and it's some of the same issues. You know, we're able to help people, but we have legal tools at our disposal. We have an understanding of the law and the rules, both federally and state and Medicaid. So we can pull, you know, forward pretty quickly on some of these issues. But for the average person, they have no idea what steps to take.
And the reality is, for the people you work with, I imagine, they're dealing with this complex bureaucracy, in effect, trying to go through formularies, whatever, while they or a loved one are sick, right? They're tackling this difficult problem at maybe one of the most difficult moments in their lives.
Sure, it's enormously stressful. Some people might be, you know, trying to get this taken care of while they're dealing with medical debt or changing jobs or people that are transitioning coverage from, you know, off their parents' plan or switching from Medicaid to a marketplace plan. This stuff is really pressure packed, and people really need better tools. And we need those checks and balances that we talked about to make sure that people are getting the services at the right time when they need them.
Bobby, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Bobby Peterson is the founder, executive director, and public interest attorney at ABC for Health. That's a nonprofit public interest law firm based in Wisconsin. He gave us the rundown of a lawsuit from a Wisconsin couple suing Walgreens and Optum Rx for their alleged role in their son's fatal asthma attack after he couldn't afford his inhaler. Now we turn to an expert on the financial side of healthcare for a look at what your options are when faced with high prices at the pharmacy counter. Dan Weissman is creator and host of An Arm and a Leg, a podcast about the cost of healthcare. He was formerly a staff reporter for Marketplace and WBEZ Chicago. Dan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
well, let's put ourselves in this situation. We walk into the pharmacy expecting to pay a certain price, as Cole Schmitnick did. Find out, it's no longer covered under your plan. It's gone up a lot. What do we do next?
Yeah, and as Bobby Peterson just said, like, this could be a difficult situation, partly because, like, there's people in line behind you. Like, what am I supposed to do now? So the first thing you do is, like, take a breath. This is really important. And let's ask some questions. The first question is to ask the pharmacist, like, hey, is there another medicine like this that I could take? And can you give it to me? Essentially, is there an equivalent? Like, in this case, the medicine this young man was taking, there are generic equivalents. And it sounds like, if I'm understanding right from what I'm reading, that under Wisconsin law, although as Bobby pointed out, there's ambiguities, the pharmacist could even dispense them without consulting a doctor. So in Wisconsin, that may be a really good thing to do. And the pharmacist may even offer, right? But if they don't, you can ask them, like, hey, is there like a generic of this? Is there some other version of this? And maybe they say yes. And then you've got a question, right? Everything in thinking about what your healthcare costs you is this like worst possible game of choose your own adventure, because there's a million choices and everything is particular to you. But, you know, you got to ask yourself, like, am I confident that the what's being offered to me as equivalent is going to be equivalent for me? Do I have a minute right now to step aside and say, hey, give me a minute. I'm going to look at my phone and see if the internet tells me something good. And do I trust it? Do I have access to a doctor? Like, can I reach my doctor in time to get my doctor's advice on this? Like, hey, the medicine you prescribe me is going to cost me a bunch of money. There are apparently these other options. Do you think they'll work for me? Is that worth trying? So, you know, immediately you do have a bunch of stressful decisions to make. And of course, this kind of depends. Like, do you need this right now? Like, are you out of this medicine and do you need it every day or multiple times a day? So obviously everything depends on your situation and it's rarely what you want. Another thing is to ask the pharmacist, hey, is there a coupon for this? Can you check and see if the maker of this drug offers a coupon that would lower the price for me? They may say yes. They may say, I don't know. And again, you might want to step away and look at your phone, because if the manufacturer of this medicine does offer a coupon, and a lot of them do, but not all the time, it probably won't be that hard to find through kind of Google search. And you may also want to look at a website like GoodRx, which is a kind of guide to, like, you know, offers kind of coupons of a kind and will tell you what a medicine will cost you at different pharmacies, because that can vary too. All right, have I exhausted you yet? You're standing at the pharmacy counter,
right?
And I've just handed you like five things to do.
And I've got a couple others that I wanted to throw at you. In some cases, if I can reach my prescribing doctor, there might be an opportunity for that doctor to say, no, they need this drug, not that drug. Is there a way to override that pharmacy benefit manager saying, no, use drug B instead of drug A? If the doctor says, no, drug A.
If you're not like standing in line at the pharmacy counter and you have some lead time, then your doctor can sometimes go through a process to get you authorized for the name brand version of a drug. If they can kind of certify to the pharmacy benefit manager that you need this version of the drug. That, you know, depends on your doctor, how willing they are to go to bat for you. It depends on the pharmacy benefit manager and what their rules are and what they require. Sometimes they require frequently. They'll say, like, put them on the generic first. And if it fails, then let us know and we'll think about it, which, you know, super, super stinks.
Right. And depending what fail means for any given medication.
Yeah. And it happens. I hear about it a lot that, you know, people's insurance changes and they've been through this process of failure on a generic or on some, you know, alternative that's preferred by the pharmacy benefit manager. But now there's a new pharmacy benefit manager and they're like, no, you have to go through, they call it step therapy under our plan because you haven't gone through it with us.
Now, you've been covering this for quite some time now, and you've invited your audience to share their stories. Does this happen a lot, this unexpected jump or lack of coverage in your prescription medication?
It happens all the time, right? It's happened to me. Yeah, I mean, it's frequently, right, when your insurance plan renews. For a lot of people, that's January 1st. For some people, if their employer is on a different calendar with their insurance, it's a different time. Yeah, like the plan suddenly is different and nobody may have told you about it. It is a thing to look at when you're choosing insurance or when, you know, you get the briefing from your employer, like, here's your insurance for next year, to really look at it. And then what you need to do is to ask to see the formulary. Bobby mentioned this. The formulary is essentially the list of all kind of medicines you might be prescribed and how much each one is likely to cost you at the pharmacy counter. So, you know, I've done this when I did a prescription and suddenly it was $50 more. I had to go online. I had to call my insurance. I had to go through a couple of steps to kind of download this thing. It was a PDF, maybe 100 pages or so. And then, you know, hit Control F, you know, searching for the medicine that I take. But that's where you'll see, like, okay, you know, this version of my statin or my, you know, SSRI or whatever is covered at this level, and I'll pay $5 for it. And this other version of it is covered at this other level, and I'll pay $50 for it. You know, here we are rewinding the clock back to months before you ended up at the pharmacy counter. This is how you would know in advance. And then you then have the lead time to go to your doctor and be like, okay, doc, what are my options? Is the generic just as good for me? Do we go through some process of appealing in advance, essentially, to get me access to the version that you and I know I need? But like, I got to tell you, yeah, I've been reporting on this stuff now for half a dozen years. And this is not stuff I knew before I started. And, you know, it was years in before I could have told you any of this.
Now, I'm just imagining, you know, a person on the street who doesn't have that background. Maybe they're not super computer savvy even to go and know how to search a PDF. I mean, are there in a perfect world, what would you want to see for transparency and delivering that information and making it accessible to people in the first place?
I mean, honestly, the entire system that we have, it's kind of a non-system, right? It's just a bunch of things that we do. There's a million different players. There's all the different insurance companies. There's the kind of wheels within wheels, the middleman companies like pharmacy benefit managers. There are healthcare providers, which range from individual physician practices to mega corporations. There are government agencies that regulate things. There's just so many different players, and they're all kind of pushing and pulling against each other. And all of it creates this complexity that is very hard to untangle. The fact that we treat healthcare, you know, as something you can do as a business, and then we try to regulate the business, it creates a situation that is unmanageable for most of us who are just trying to survive, right? Trying to get access to the medicine and the treatment that we need. And it makes a ton of people a ton of money. I mean, what I'm doing the best that I can by trying to kind of break down what I'm learning, you know, for people so we're all informed. We publish a newsletter called First Aid Kit that attempts to kind of distill, like, here's the practical lessons. And it's a challenge. People like Bobby Peterson are doing their part by serving as both sources of information and as advocates, both advocates for people individually pursuing their rights in their individual cases and advocating for better policies on a state level. I think that the more of us get informed, the better off we'll be, and that we can learn both to help ourselves and to help each other, right? But now that I know this stuff, I can tell you about it. Buy me a beer tomorrow, and I'm gonna take an hour and help you out with this.
Dan, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Dan Weissman is the creator and host of An Arm and Leg, a podcast about the cost of healthcare, formerly staff reporter for Marketplace and WBEZ Chicago. We talked with him about what options consumers have when faced with rising prescription costs. We also heard from Bobby Peterson from ABC for Health here in Wisconsin.
Coming up, check out a museum exhibit of native black ash basket making and meet an artist from northern Wisconsin.
In the beginning, it was about making something very useful, but after a while, it turned into other lessons that were revealing themselves, such as love and courage and patience and wisdom.
That's up next here on Wisconsin Today.